Now the risk report by Ian Bremmer, The Aftershock Across the Globe. The Iran deal isn't dead yet. The rest of the signatories, Germany, France, the UK, Russia, China, and the EU, have vowed to uphold the terms of the 2015 agreement. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has signaled a desire to do the same. And so, President Donald Trump's decision may become the latest proof that we now live in a post-Pax Americana world, one in which the U.S. perhaps doesn't play a lead role, but a participatory one. There is a growing divide between the U.S. and Europe, where leaders were already incensed that Trump has offered only temporary exemptions on the steel and aluminum tariffs that the U.S. is threatening to impose on the EU. After Trump's Iran announcement, the UK, France, and Germany issued a joint statement that expressed regret and concern. French President Emmanuel Macron is trying to keep the deal alive by pursuing a broader framework that addresses not just nuclear activity, but also Iran's missile program and its activities in Syria, Yemen, and Iraq. But it's hard to see how he can convince Trump that Iran will no longer be the leading state sponsor of terror, as Trump described it. In the Middle East, the initial impact has already been felt. Israel immediately deployed airstrikes in Syria, and more conflict is now a real risk. Both Israel and Saudi Arabia, confident in their support from Trump, will answer each perceived Iranian act of aggression. Worse still, if Iran decides the deal is indeed dead, it will kick out International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors and begin enriching uranium. If you're worried that Iran is determined to get a nuclear weapon, it's better to have the inspectors inside the country. Concerns also exist stateside. The price of oil already reached a three-year high on the speculation that Trump was preparing to abandon the nuclear deal. As U.S. sanctions come back into force, Iran's oil production will take a hit, as will the world's supply of the critical commodity. If a spike in oil prices pushes gas prices higher, there will be political repercussions for Trump and his allies, just in time for the summer driving season and then the midterm elections. The president has not offered an alternative plan to thwart Iran's nuclear development. Perhaps Iran's faltering economy will doom the regime, or maybe the Trump administration will respond to perceived provocation with military strikes. Whatever the strategy, the world may have just become an even more volatile place.